On paper, the new movie Hero has everything. Big stars like Dustin Hoffman, Gina Davis, and Andy Garcia. A first-rate director, Stephen Frears, who made The Grifters and Dangerous Liaisons. And even a hot screenwriter, David Webb Peoples, whose last movie was the Clint Eastwood hit Unforgiven. Does it all come together? Film critic Stephen Schiff went to see.
Hero has a neat premise. It's the kind of elaborately rigged mousetrap that movie makers like Frank Capra and Preston Sturges used to spring on audiences in the 30s and 40s. And it goes like this. Bernie LaPlante, played by Dustin Hoffman, is a creep. In fact, he's such a creep that as he's being arraigned for the umpteenth time on stolen goods charges, he lifts his own lawyer's wallet. But one day, when he's driving through the rain on his way to pick up his son and take him to the movies, a plane crashes in front of him. And even though it's a terrible night and he's worried about messing up his shoes, Bernie finds himself shuffling into the wreck and saving people's lives. Then, without anyone knowing who was that masked man, he disappears. After all, he's still got to take his kid to the movies. Of course, when he finally shows up, hours late, his ex-wife, played by Joan Cusack, is so mad, she doesn't even want to let him in the door.
Why don't you let me in instead of waking up everybody in the whole neighborhood? All right, if you let me talk, for Christ's sake, I'll tell you what happened.
What happened is the same thing that always happens. You blew it. Only this time, you broke your son's heart instead of mine. He was so proud, looking forward to going to the movies with his father, and you let him down like you let everyone down, always. What did you do, take a mud bath?
That's what I'm trying.
I don't want to know. Some fantastic adventure, right? Something really crazy.
It's tough out there. It's a damn jungle.
Well, back to the jungle, Bernie.
What Bernie doesn't know is that one of the lives he saved belongs to intrepid TV reporter Gail Gailey, played by Gina Davis. She wants to find out just who the so-called Angel of Flight 104 was, and her station offers a reward if the hero will only identify himself. It turns out that, like Cinderella, Bernie left a shoe behind, and whoever matches it will win $1 million. Well, a penniless drifter named John Bubber, played by Andy Garcia, matches it easily, because he gave Bernie a ride, and Bernie left his other shoe in Bubber's car. The joke is that Bubber the fake is lauded and celebrated, and actually turns out to be a terrific guy, the perfect hero. He helps the homeless, he inspires sick kids in hospitals, he makes America feel good, and he makes Gina Davis fall in love with him. Meanwhile, poor Bernie can't get anyone to believe that he's the rightful recipient of the money. And no wonder. Nobody can stand him. The irony is lovely, and director Stephen Frears works it out meticulously. And yet, once we get it, which is pretty quickly, there's not much left for the movie to do except flash it at us again and again. Hero feels strangely thin and familiar. It lampoons the media, American gullibility, and our hunger for imagery in ways that we've seen 1,000 times before. And besides, it isn't as outrageous as it pretends. This movie would have been more interesting, for instance, if it weren't so eager to let Bubber off the hook. What if he didn't feel such obvious remorse for his big lie? And what if Dustin Hoffman had decided to play Bernie not just as a pitiable creep, but as a truly repugnant one? Hoffman's performance isn't deeply felt enough to make us really root for Bernie, and it isn't tough enough to make us confront our distaste for him. In the end, there's only one performance that fits the breezy screwball mood the picture is struggling to attain. In a movie jam-packed with stars, Gina Davis turns out to be the real hero.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.